Rebbe can.
No, Rebbe can bang, just not to move it closer.
Passes Truma. We learn about the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan. The Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzavos to take Truma, Yichuli Truma. May Eis Kol Isha Sheid Venu Liba, you bring the Truma. And we have to build the Mishkan, the Asuli Mikdash, the Shachanti Besoicham. You shall build the base of Mikdash, the Shachanti Besoicham. And we see the Torah goes on to enumerate the different Kalim, which according to the Rambam is a chelik of the binyan, bin mitzvahs, binyan beis hamikdash, all the kelim that have to be built, and every keli has dimensions. It has to be done in a very beautiful way. Mikshah zahav, the menorah, zahav tar, the kapores. Everything done so beautifully, designs to make a mokoyim for the Shechina. And Klal Yisrael asked at the beginning of the parasha to donate whatever they have, all the precious things that they have, in order to build this beautiful bayis Lashem. We have to understand that the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need these fancy things. Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells is Molei Kol Haaretz Kvodai. Any bayis that we will build will be sufficient. Why the length of the parasha is going to describe all the different things, all the different oils and the ureis. So many different things that we need, and only then if there's both wells of Shechina in there. And also we find that Hashem wants that Kosha Yidvenu Libai, there has to be Nidva slave. It has to come from a willing heart, that forced a shenadova, a free will. What is the inyan? And we find also by the Aron, the Taba'os Aron Yu Abadim Lo Yasurim Imenu. It's a mitzvah on the Aron that the badim of the Aron should never be removed, should never leave from the Aron HaKodesh. And we find also in the Gimel Kalim, the Kali of the Aron, the Kli of the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, by all of them, the Torah says you have to put a Zer Zahav, a little design, a little rim around it of Zahav. All these things need beer. And the Pashtus, we don't have to go deep, so deep. The Pashtus of everything. Is that we have to realize the inyan of what mitzvahs are, and specifically what Torah is. The Gemara tells us when a mechushenichdas adam marim besimcha, according to Yerushalmi, Galen the Megillah, already from Rosh Chodesh Adar, and we should explain halacha zeh, the person is going to be on a ship some place and he won't be able to lay in the Megillah. He can start already in Adar. So these are the times where we have to start dashing and preparing ourselves for Purim. The Gemara asks, in Megillah Yud Beis, Shalu Talmidov, Fake the Gemara, Shalu Talmidov, Shoshim Ben Yochai. The Talmid of Shimon ben Yochai asked the question, why was the sky of Kloya, why was the sky of destruction in those times that Haman was going there, Lahashmin, Lahar, Goliabed, is called Ayudim? Ever the Gemara, Amul Ahemim Ruatem, you say, so the Talmidim said, Amul Lohim, Neshenenu, Mesudosho, Shaloysa Rasha. They were Nana from the Suda of Oysa Rasha. They were Nana from that Suda. So he said to them, very nice, if that's true, so that should be in Shushan. But why the whole world, every year in the whole world was Nigzalem, Lahashmid Laroik. So they said, so he answered them, okay, so what's the answer? Yes, they asked the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, the answer to this question is, they bowed to the Tzelem. The Ma'isa Toys speaks if it was really an Isser or not over there, Toys in Pesachim Nun Gimel. Over the Ma'isa, they were bowed to the Tzelem for the Chazim of the Bar. They asked, okay, if they bowed to the Tzelem, so Taka, why weren't they destroyed? But he mashed upon him, is there favoritism here? What is going on? They did lifnim, but they mean they only did it on the outside. Inside, they were still trusting Hashem. Ma'isa Toys also, like Toys says, it wasn't Mamash Nabar the Zara. And therefore, Hashem only did lifnim, only on the outside, he scared them. He created this whole tumult. But it seems that Shushan is true to the answer of Taka Taz and Shushan. And Rav Brevden is safer once he masbir, that's why Taka, we have two separate days of Purim. Shushan had their own Yeshua. Shushan had their own Maila. Nena Misunas Achashverosh. And that's why there were two separate days of Purim. Shushan had their own day, and we celebrate Shulam Shushan Purim. So to us, it's very no gear to understand this Aveira Shenena Misunas Achashverosh. Now in Medrash it says that Nena Misunas Achashverosh was that the Taka ate wrong things. They ate tarfus. It was stuff that wasn't proper to eat over there. But it was always bothering me. It's a little bit shver to me. But the Gemara says, in Megillah, the Gemara says in Megillah that Lasso is concerned ish v'ish at the bottom of the daf over there. The Megillah said that Haman made a party and he made Lasso is concerned ish v'ish. Who's the ish v'ish? Zem Mordechai v'Haman. And Rashi says they were the bartenders at this party. Mordechai Tzadik, who wasn't Mishtava to tell him. He was the bartender at this party. So it's very schwer to say today that he was actually taking part, especially for a lady he didn't want to bow. So he was taking part in feeding them and giving them to drink, whatever it was. So that was drinks, that was eating, but the mice he was taking part, it's very hard to understand. So what was the Aveira? What was the big Aveira? Shenenu Misunas HaChashverosh. Hello, the fetus Chazal Mordechai was serving them. Glad kosher, star K, they had coming in. Oh, do you want a special kosher? Yes. 1 second. Haman, bring the special kosher food. And then it came out, you know, you got a little dish wrapped up on the airplane food, and then it came out. No problem. Special kosher. You can go to the ballpark today in America, and they have a kosher hot dog stand. No problem. Who knows what he's watching over there, but he has his kosher hot dogs, Baruch Hashem. With what's it called, mustard, what's that famous mustard in, with the mustard on top of the sauerkraut that has bugs in it. He's eating kosher hot dogs, Baruch Hashem. French is mustard, that's it. Creamy and custardy and peanuts, whatever. The kids, he's eating his kosher hot dog, Baruch Hashem, without washing first. But he's eating his kosher hot dog, mezonos bread. But the maaser, he's eating his kosher hot dog. And therefore, he was sitting at this party, eating his kosher hot dog, and the mustard was dripping down the side of his face. Wipe your beard, Shmuel, a little mustard. And he's at the party enjoying, what's the problem? Achashverosh made the party, and all the yidden are there, what's the problem? A little mustard doesn't hurt anybody. Comes along, the Leib Chasman is Masman Moirid the Kabbalah side. The end of the Leib Chasman chat! Und steht in Chazal, wie Kelim Scheinim. We lay in the Megillah. We lay in the Megillah. And in the Megillah, we lay in the Kelim Kelim Scheinim. Very nice, get on with it. We gotta have a party tonight. We gotta get get drunk tonight, but it's not a mitzvah. To drink alcohol, which is not a mitzvah even by day, but we got to get drunk. Get on with it. What are you delaying? We don't need to hear the Eicha Nigun over here. It's happy times tonight. What was this Eicha Nigun in the middle of the Megillah? Zachazal v'keilim ikeilim shoinim ah. Achashverosh took out the kelei beis hamigdosh. He started bringing out the clay shoges, 93 clay shoges that he had taken, and was bringing them out. And was giving and they were having a party there, a little more Heineken in the clay sholes that was used to be Samigdash for the Dab for the Kabbonis. And then came out, not in this masquerade party, came out Achashverosh with the big day kahuna. He wore, put on the big day kahuna that Aaron on Yom HaKippurim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was only allowed to wear. And he brought, he wore it all the time, he goes, serve the four begotten. But Aaron's begotten, the big day kahuna, and he started masquerading in these begotten. So what's the problem? A little more French is over here. She sucker, I need a little more French in my thing. It's interesting what's going on. How could it be that a person could eat? But how could a person eat? He sees Achashverosh passing around the clay base of Migdash. He sees him masquerading in the big day kahuna with the breastplate. He's wearing the mamish nechoshin. How could you eat? You see the desecration of the kelim, the kedushas kelim. Who's wearing it? Some meshugana, some stable master. He's wearing the kelim and you're past the French's. Squeeze it a little bit stronger. There's some left at the end over there. That's a person could do when he sees the kelim coming out. When he sees it, we have this understanding of what Kedusha is, of what the mitzvahs is, of what the Beis HaMikdash, of what the kelim are. You won't be able to eat for days. Forget about eating over there. They're nanan, such a suda. How could they go? How could they take part? That was why Nigzar. And Shushan, Shanan, and Misuda Sachashverosh. And that could be that Be'etim, the Aveiru that they got punished for Nebuchadnezzar, is also a Hemshech of that. It's the same Aveiru, there's a Shaykhah between the Aveirus. Even though they bowed to Avodah Zarah, and it maybe might not have been Avodah Zarah, but the Toysvis. And that's why they weren't punished, Mamish, they did Lefnim. But how could you bow? If you believe, if you have that Harocha, that appreciation for Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he is and what his mitzvahs are. How could you bow? How could you do it? It's not real Avodah Zarah. Who cares? If you're mamish up to date, if your whole being is living with the kedushas of Kodesh Baruch Hu, of who Kodesh Baruch Hu is, of our purpose in this world and what Kodesh Baruch Hu is about and what the mitzvahs are about, you can't eat and you can't bow. And this is the Inyan of Boisai. In Anias B'mokom Hashirus, the Beis HaMikdash is a mokoin of Heilek HaKdusha, Shechanti B'soicham, but it's done with such covet. For us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the covet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwell in the pinky of the lowest man. He goes, Molek, Fala Arts, Kfoidu, every mokom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we want to have the Rapa Harocha. Zekeli v'anveyu. These are God and we will be v'anveyu. So the entire we said, v'anveyu building a mokom nove, we'll build them a place of the Shechina. But we dash in the Gemara and Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. Zekeli v'anveyu is not all the fun of the mitzvahs. That we will be missing not all the fun of the mitzvahs. We appreciate the Shechina in this world, and therefore we'll go around proudly and show the kavod and the aracha that we have for mitzvahs, what a mitzvah is. The Meshiva many times tells the Rabban, comes into the office, your tzitzis are shvartza tzitzis. According to Allah, it's supposed to be white. What's the Meshiva so... It's not, every shiboy says it's not the fun of a mitzvah. You could be a yaitse. I don't know if you're supposed to be able to see it in the dark of the night. Some guys say this is hard to tell. You can see in the dark at night. Spaghetti sauce in the left tzitza, and the right tzitza is meatball sauce. Gavaldi, if he ever gets hungry during Seder, just take a lick. And there he is, with his tzitzis. Who knows what they look like? Who knows what they look like? His car? We'll wait till he gets home. So I'm Nahan coming out today. Parked on the side, you know, my camp stories. And he's wiping the car. Ooh, beautiful. Mommy took out a rag. And he's wiping his Monit, his taxi car. And there he is wiping the back light bulb and wiping it so carefully. And that's how he treats his car. What is it already? Who knows what it is already? And how do we treat our mitzvahs? How is this? No, the fun of the mitzvahs. What's a mitzvah to us? How are we careful with a mitzvah? How are we careful with Kedushas based on Knesses? Rashi, the Heilike Rashi. We have a letter at home that will Baruch Hashem. We have a letter from through my mother's side that a letter that we're related. We have a direct descendants to Rashi through the Kitza. Many people Baruch Hashem, a lot of people that have that letters that they're related to Rashi. Who's Rashi? Rabbi said, where would we be together without Rashi? The Heilike Rashi. Rashi, we wouldn't be able to learn Gemara today without Rashi. I don't know, it's machloek because we have art scroll, but machloek the most sheet is, we wouldn't be able to learn Torah without Rashi. Chumash, the Heiluk of Rabban Shokol Abedei Agoila. How many people sit and work on Rashi's and Rashi's Megalatos, the Pshat and the Lomdis and the Amkus of Rashi. How much Torah, the Heiluk of Rashi. Who was Rashi? Where did he come from? How were they zeicha to such a son called Rashi? What would he do to mechav such a son at the name of Rashi? And who was Rashi? Did he learn in Beis Medrash and fast 24 hours and learn basmada? What was the great mitzvah? They say the Kabbalah and Klal Yisrael is Reb Shloimeh ben Yitzchoki. His father was a regular Yid. Nothing extra special. He's a Choshev Yid, obviously. We saw it with the Rashi. But what the Kabbalah and Klal Yisrael was, that the Schus, says on the Saba of Rashi, the Velt says on the father of Rashi, that every Erev Shabbos, he would wipe and clean the Bimas Aron HaKodesh, with his long white beard, he would wipe it away and clean it. Let's take a look at the picture for a second. An old man, his 80s, gets down on his knees and starts wiping the floor to bevaz himself, to clean the bima and the oroi. Rabbi Yeruchim once says, not the pshat, that he took the place of the broom. And he became the broom itself. He became a broom, he was mavaz himself, for the covenant of the Beis HaMedrash, for the covenant of the shul. And this, he was zoichot to the Heilik Rashi. People don't realize what covered Beis HaMedrash is, covered Beis HaMikdash. How we walk into a shul to Beis HaMedrash, and how do we feel? How do we treat it? Do we look at it in supremacy? Do we look at it as Mokum Ashchina? It's a Mikdash Ma'at, Halachas Mefureshes. Says the Gemara, you're not allowed to eat and sleep. Talmud Chacham is Mutas, Bei Rav. But eating and sleeping, the way we should look at, we should approach and look at a Beis Medrash, it should be something in our eyes that's gavaldik. And what do? Throw things around, throw things on the floor. Who knows what goes on? The covet of what mitzvahs are, the covet of kedushas hamokoyim, the covet of a shechina, a shul, a Beis Medrash, a mokum that the shechina frequents every day. The shechina. Can you imagine the scene of Oisai? Can you imagine the scene? We got a idea that all of a sudden the Chavetz Chaim is alive. And the Chavetz Chaim is coming from Garden to visit Eretz Yisrael. And he picked Torah or Beis Medrash to come to visit. Can you imagine the picture? Signs are up. The Chavetz Chaim is coming to Torah or. Wow. What would go on in this yeshiva? How would we prepare the Beis Medrash? He's coming to speak for a few minutes in yeshiva's Torah Or. You would, who knows what would go on over here? Fixing shtendes. We get Shaya Goldberg to come in and put in new ornaments on the Aroi. And here and there, everything would be fixed up perfect. There would be no Havimina. There would be a wrapper on the floor. Guys would be licking the floor with their tongues. Get about lunch today, Baruch. Get down on your knees to have a lick. The snake, he enjoys it. What's so bad? Off for Toichal. He'd be licking the floors. Get those Arab guys. Come on, let them do another sweeping, another sponger. The Chavetz Chaim himself is coming in. Slowly, the Chavetz Chaim walks up the steps. What covered? What honor we would give? How the base measure would look? And every single day the Shekhinah comes. So I think he's there by davening. He gets to check every morning from Noach. It says he precedes the 10. And how does our base measures look? Baruch Hashem, we have Gevaldik Bochum over here that do clean. But what's our approach? What's our feeling? What's our appreciation of our base measures, of base Knesses? Our Mokoyim for Shekhinah. People don't realize, and this is the story of Oisai, why so much Akzorah, Vachesev, and Choshes, and Chayshah had to give Redid Vaslev of their most valued possessions in order to impress upon them. In order to impress upon them, you're giving your most cherished, precious thing. Reb Chaim Shulevitz says that the Avnei Shoyah, the Avnei Miluyim, weren't listed in the first list of Choshuva things that were given. Why? The Nesim only brought them at the end. And he explains, since they didn't come with Tircha, they got them, they gave those precious jewels, fell by their doorsteps. Memela, when they gave them, it wasn't something so cherished by them because they didn't work to get it. But everything else that was given from the Tircha that they gave with their sweat and blood. What's the purpose? What the Kodesh Baruch was? And I want you to give Benidbar Slave. I want you to give Benidbar Slave. He said, Hashem doesn't want, I don't want to force you. I want you to give Benidbar Slave. What's the purpose? That we should appreciate. That our most precious things, what does it go for? What's the top of our list in our everyday life? What's the most important, nicest thing that we want to have? It has to be, it has to press upon us. Beis HaMikdash, Mitzvahs, Torah. That's what a person has to get into his noodle. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was training us. Not for his sake, for our sake. Appreciate what mitzvahs are. Appreciate what a beggar of tzitzis is. The Chavetz Chaim Simen Ches says that a person should wear it so proudly. If you got a medal from the king gave you a little ornate. And he told you wear this. Whenever you go, you would walk around proudly. King Pharaoh, King who knows who, gave me this stupid medal, and walk around proudly with it. So the Chavetz Chaim, can you not walk around proudly? You're begging tzitzis, it's a chois, it's a beg and a medal, an ornament that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. You should walk around proudly. Stick it in. Don't let anybody see me. I might have a pair of tzitzis. Or there's a string sticking out. Get it in there. Put it down your pants. I don't know. It should come out of your shoelace. Make sure no one sees it. Has for sure to be seen when a parent sits his on. Whew. To go proudly with a parent sits his. To wear your tefillin proudly. To mechabed the tefillin. A kiss. Is that enough to know when I'm wearing tefillin? You know, kolami yotzki shemo shechot nitko alech v'yorami mecha, the kedusha that I have. The appreciation of what a mitzvah is. That's what we have to get into our noodle, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what these parashas are about. That's what we were punished in the time of Haman, according to Rav Leib Chassman, because we didn't realize the value of what the kelim are. We're sitting there eating our buns. Is there any dessert today? Achashverosh, 7-layer cake, maybe? Brooklyn Bake Shop, 3 cakes, maybe? We didn't get dessert. Dessert! You can eat dessert! You can eat the main course, you can eat anything. Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, where's your arocha? Where's your understanding? It's a bizayon! Bizayon! We sometimes look down upon these people. Kanoim, those are Kanoim. They're Amish, they don't know how to control themselves. Shabbos, they're screaming Shabbos at the... Sometimes it's out of whack, it has to be known how to done, but sometimes it's so pure. It comes from appreciation what Shabbos is, what a mitzvah is. They get beaten because they're worried that people are digging up kvarim. Okay, so we look very nice. Funny story. He got beaten. He's in a bloody charedi. Because he was beaten because he was trying to save the mitzvah. And they were trying to uproot. So the Gedolim say maybe that's not the mahalach that I was supposed to do, but at least I have inside of you the feeling that I should be out there with them, fighting for the mitzvah. The covenant of Hashem is Barach. Does it mean anything to us? Is it important? Can any Tom, Dick, and Harry walk around and be mevazeh chas v'sholom a mitzvah and by us? Okay, why not? Doesn't bother us. It's not like I get my cereal today for breakfast. Does it bother us? When chas v'sholom is a bezoin of a mitzvah? That was Achashverosh. And even more so, we have to mechabin and realize what mitzvahs are. What does it mean to Klal Yisrael? Our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the most important of us, what's Torah? What is Torah? V'osu aroin abadim v'yosuri menu. I saw a pshat, I forgot who. The bottom can never leave the aroin. There's different pshatim for today's shmuz. The bottom, because any time we might have to be on the run. We might have to be on the run. We might have, Hashem might say it's time to travel. And if we take the Oren without the Badim, and the Badim are not into it, we'll travel quickly. We'll take it quickly and Chas V'Shalom, we might drop it. We might not be knowing covered with it. The Badim have to never leave the Oren. Because we always have to be prepared to carry the Oren. B'Kdusha, B'Taira, B'Chomer HaToira. Where is our covered HaToira? How can we all look upon Torah with stamp plain eyes and not realize what Sisal of Zer Zahav? Torah has to be the most supreme in our eyes. And that's the problem today. When we don't look at ourselves. Rebbe, I have such low self-esteem. Get a hold of yourself. Low self-esteem. Come in at Torah. You're learning Torah. You're a person who has Torah in you. Torah is the vehicle to which v'shochanti v'soicham, that you are a carrier of a Kodesh Baruch Hu within you. V'shochanti v'soicham v'soich kol echod v'echod, that even every single one of us are ones who are carrying a Kodesh Baruch Hu within us. It's not just trash. V'shochanti v'soicham v'kol echod v'echod. We have a chelik of Shechina in us. And that's through our Libra Torah. And that's where we have to approach our learning of Torah in a whole different avenue when a person comes to learn. The feeling of greatness should mamish glow on him. He should look on himself as a great person. He's sitting and learning Hashem's Torah. V'asisa olav zer zohav man malkis rabbanon rabbanon ala gevaldiki yidin. Who are we honoring today? Who are our heroes? Who are the ones we look up to? Some Shmagegi, he's the governor. Some Shmagegi, who's this? That's in our eyes chashuv. If a person will say some singer came from who knows where, ooh, do you see who was at the Kotel today? Do you see I saw on the street this singer? Ooh, wow, you're unbelievable. Can I touch you? You saw this singer. What's a harach of a kvavra toira? There's the ma'ase, two ma'ases I want to say about kvavra toira. One ma'ase is about a lady we once said over. I think story many years ago, I don't know when, a certain lady. Her name is Margolis Gamliel Bas Avram. And the loudspeakers went out one day. The Levaya from Margolit Gamliel Bas Avram is going out from the base of Levoyas at 10:30 tonight. No one knew who she was, what was she about. This lady had come over from Yemen. In the early years in Eretz Yisrael, when Rahman al-Slan, at those times they were trying to inspire them to change their Yiddishkeit, and she came over, a single young lady, with one possession, not too much more on her, but one prized possession, and this was a Sefer Torah. And she wanted very much to bring it to Eretz Yisrael, that she'd go into a shul. The Sefer Torah was many years old, some heirloom in the family. And when she came over, these people in this country treated her very rough, and it took away her most prized possession for safekeeping. She never saw it again, and they sent her off. My mistake. They thought she had leprosy. They sent her off to some of these institutions where they keep lepers that they can never go out. It was a secluded area somewhere, and they never could go out there. She kept pleading, that's a mistake, but no one listened to her. And they put her in some neighborhood, in Talbiya, to a hospital over there that treated lepers. And she stayed there most of her life. The Ba'alei Levin, the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, used to visit them, besides even not caring for his health. It was a tremendous sight to see him coming there. B'olam Ha'isa, she lived pretty much alone. And never was she able to get married. Obviously, everyone was afraid of this leprosy that she might have had, which she really did not have. B'kitzur, but her whole life she was wondering whatever happened with this prized possession. She tried to get it back, and there was no one home. So she went to the Bituach Lumi and said, after many years, I deserve a lot of money. I've been here many years. Where's all the money I'm supposed to get? And they wrote her out a lot of checks. And she took all the checks. And she went to a sefer to write a new sefer Torah for the purpose of what she felt she was created for. No life, no too much money, no family. But one thing she cared, she wanted to donate a sefer Torah. So she went and she had the sefer Torah written, and it was a big gvaldik, it was finished, and the big new great news came, and they make a whole sefer Torah, and she donated it to a shul somewhere in the neighborhood, Yemenite minion, to have the Sefer Torah. But not long afterwards, she had a shmur raw that this shul Nebuch burnt down with the Sefer Torah that she was so preciously worked hard to get. And Nebuch again, her ecstasy, her happiness turned to sorrow. She was again, no life, nothing left. But that didn't deter her. She went again, and she went to the Bitul Lumi and said, give me money on the future, give me checks, I don't care if I want anything else, I need more money, I'm going to write another Sefer Torah. And she went, and with all her last strength left, she wrote a third Sefer Torah, and she donated it to Yiddish, to Klal Yisrael. This is her legacy. And when Rabbi Yashuv heard this story, Margalit Gamliel Bas Avrov, the Levaya, you heard the story. So Yashuv said, there's some people zoned to be a Chosin Torah. This is a Kala Torah. This is a Kala Torah. She's her life is Torah. Her life is covered at Torah. Her life was about writing a Sefer Torah, or giving Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all means. This is one story of what Kavod HaTorah means. In our eyes, what do we love? The Sefer Torah. Do we give honor to the Sefer Torah? Do we give honor to the Torah that we learn? It's very, very surprisingly, a person would have the right Kavod HaTorah. How he would look on his learning, how he would look on his Svarim. I remember Rav Tutsky Shlita, we went to see him yesterday, how he's so careful to wrap his Svarim all the time, spend time, that he was the biggest Masbid, but he would spend time wrapping his Svarim all the time. You even see today, they're wrapped in those paper brown things. And he was so careful, meticulous to spend time on it, even though he was such a Masbid. But it meant so much to him that the sperm should be mechavedik. And when he learned the Torah, it was a different Torah. It gave him confidence. It gives a person confidence. And it gives a person a feeling that I am somebody special because I have Torah within me. I'm a person who contains Torah. I'm a person who contains Shechina. How much covet would a person have for himself if he realized that every word of Torah that he understands, that it becomes a part of him. There's more Shechina inside of him. We have to stand up for a taste of for Talmud Chacham. By Torah's delay, he acquired the Torah and he could be even Michael on his covet. Because the Torah became a part of his essence. He's one with the Torah. He tells another story. This is a Gevaldik Gemaisa of covet at Torah. A story about a certain yeshiva here in Yerushalayim that has bachrim that come, maybe a little bit more modernish, more modern bachrim, and they come to learn Torah, and the purpose of the yeshiva is to mechazik them and to make them into true b'nei Torah. Maisa, there was a boy there that was a little bit already turned on to learning, but he also was working, and he kept contact with one of his rebbeim, who was wanting to see his progress in the yeshiva. It was a little bit after Simchas Torah, and he called his Rebbe, and he told his Rebbe, "Rebbe, you won't believe it. I donated just now 15. We just had Simchas Torah, and it was bidding for the Aliyahs and bidding for the Atah Reisa, and I bid 1,570 blat. What? Unbelievable." You bid 1,570 blat. Yeah, Rebbe, I wanted to do it. For yourself? No, Rebbe, not for myself. Not for yourself? Why not for yourself? What do you mean not for yourself? I'll tell you, Rebbe, a story. There's a certain bachur in our yeshiva. A young bachur came last year to yeshiva. His parents sent him, he's modern. And his parents sent him for a year to learn. Obviously, just to get to have the hina all the year in Eretz Yisrael, the experience. The Eretz Yisrael experience. You gotta taste it. So, he came for a year to learn. His parents obviously were hoping, not hoping. They already had, you know, the spiel is set before him. You come, you do your year in Israel, you do your year here in Colorado, and then you go to college. And you make a living. But this boy, this bacha, got turned on to Yiddishkeit. He got into his learning, and he wanted to continue learning. So what happened? His parents were adamant and forceful that he has to come back to America for a second year. No such thing of staying another year. Staying another year, who knows what happens? He might go into some cave, become a caveman. So he can't come back a second year. He has to make a living. But he was adamant, this boy, just as much. And he realized the MS. And he realized what really means Torah. Torah is the most precious thing that we have. And this boy decided he wants to stay. Now his parents were expecting him to come home in June. The end of the year, the Mahalat these yeshivas in June. They'll come up with all his friends. And everything will be different. To their surprise, Erev Pesach, who rolls up? None other than this bacha at the door, and they're surprised to see him, but they're very happy. Who knows? He came a little early, maybe got some sense into him. dollars and cents. And therefore, you know, maybe he wants to start working already. So his parents asked him, Yoni, what are you doing home so early? Well, to tell you the truth, I want to donate my life to learning. I want to continue learning at least another year, maybe many more years. But I don't have any enough money. And you are not going to send me any money, my dear parents. You're against my decision. So I decided to come home now to make enough money to go back. When I'll have enough money, I'll go back for a longer period of time. And this bacher heard the Mesiras Nefesh and the Kavod of Taina. So he said, says Rebbe, this story gave me such a cheshek, such a gevaldik appreciation of what Taina is, that I donated my 1570 blat to this bacher, his Mesiras Nefesh, his arach what Taina is. Veshachanti b'soicho b'soich kol echo b'echot. Agav, it's a moyadik, a chizuk, for a person to realize how he should go around. How do we walk around? Our shirts are out. Who knows where they're out till? Oh, the mashkiach coming over quick. Tuck it into your backside. Quick. Tuck it in. The choyra, that's nothing to do with the fact that mashkiach sees you. Where's your covered at Taira? You're learning Taira. This is not mathematics 101, Talmudic law. This is the Halakha Torah. Where's your Aracha for Torah? Where's your Zer, Zohav, Saviv? The Oroid is the Mokom where the Luchois are put into. The Oroid has to be with such beautiful covering. To our bodies comes the Torah. How do we treat it? Are we walk around with respect? There's one yeshiva in America, they told me they're Ravakul Minog, that they wear ties. Ah, those fools, what are they wearing ties for? What a gevaldik a kavod haTorah it is! What a gevaldik a kavod haTorah, you're a person learning Torah, you're not stam learning a subject! A guy who's in college, whatever, he's learning some mathematical subject from Sing 1, 2. So, Eleganami, get two ties! Who wears two shirts? Blue and yellow! Wear a mask, I don't think, and earrings, I don't care what you wear. But you're learning Torah! You're learning the Halakha Torah, and the Luchos have to be imprinted, have to be put into that Oroid. What does the Oroid look like? A disheveled piece of who knows what? An unwrapped piece of kugel from 12 years ago? Who knows what he looks like? We have to get into our noodle what Kavod HaTorah, what Kavod HaShechina is. We represent what Torah is. When we go out on the street, that's a Ben Torah. That's a person learning Torah. What does he look like? What is his demeanor? He's learning Torah, Torah is inside of such a mensch. It's responsibility, but on the other hand, it's a gaval that can feel it. You're learning Torah. You are the Melech. You are the king. The king of the whole universe is the one who's icy potato. He's the Melech. Man Malki's Rabbanon. The covenant that we have to give to people who are learning Torah, to Tamina Rechom and Gedoyah, has to be unbelievable. We have to stand up and be Mayrech them. And like we said, if the Chofetz Chaim would come in, how much would we appreciate, how much would we go crazy to give show covenant? But how about the covenant Atzmeinu? How about to look into ourselves? And Shochanti B'Soichom, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that each and every one of us is a Mokoy for Ashros HaShechina. That we will sit down to learn a piece of Gemara, and then the Gemara goes into us. That's Ke'il V'Luchay, so going into the Arayim. And then after we get up to learn, how should we look on ourselves? As an Arayim containing Luchays. As an Arayim containing Luchays. Then you won't go do the most stupidest things. Things that are so foolish. Things that are so absurd you would never think of doing if you really felt you were a king. If you realize what Chazal say, V'shachanti b'soichem v'radei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shoichem, b'soichem echad b'echad, you're carrying Shechina. How do you look? How do you look upon yourselves? What a great honor! You should stand up for yourself when you walk into the room. You should look at yourself with covered naira. There should be no low self-esteem problem. Kavod Atzmo should be in the highest supremacy. Not as gaiva. We're not trying to be haughty over somebody else, but to feel about a person's own self. That who am I? What am I doing? To look upon yourself and see somebody else. He could be the greatest singer in the world. The most popular singer. He's on the front page of every magazine. This month's new star. Shmuel Belchbaum. Here he is coming with his new disc. And you are sitting there, a little idle guy learning the Gemara. No fame. No fortune. He got a soifa shaldova. Soifa kovanava. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're giving up. What you're asking for, becoming Hashem, you'll get the honor at the end. You'll be the one who has the honor, Seif HaKadolavoy. Rashiva was not known when he was in America a little bit. He sat in a room and learned for years with Charles and Tvilin. But today, who doesn't know Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg? They state a story I once said many years ago of Fabian Schoenfeld. He was a rabbi in Cook Garden Hills, and he had a friend who taught him why in Yeshiva University mathematics. And he was also a Frum Yid. He was a Frum Yid also. He was a Jewish Frum Yid. And he said, "I will come with me one day. I want to take you to visit a chashuva woman." What was so chashuv? She's staying in an old age home over here. Who is she? You'll see when we get there. And right when they got there, he said, "You know what we're going to see now? We're going to see the sister of Aaron Cutler." That's what makes a chashuv. So she's coming to see the sister of Aaron Cutler. She's here in old age home. And they come in. And they start talking to her. She was a little bit older. She was an older lady already, but she still held course. She was a very big genius in mathematics. That's why he brought this professor with him. And they started discussing. And she said he was very impressed with her koyach of mathematics and genius. And they start talking a little more. And she says to him, "You're impressed with my koyach of mathematics. Very nice. I want to tell you something. I had a brother. He was much, much bigger than me in mathematics. And I tried so hard to persuade him to continue his life in mathematics, to be a great professor, to have fame and fortune. And who ever heard of Aaron Cutler? Who ever heard of Aaron Cutler?" That's how she finished. "Who ever heard of Aaron Cutler? Who ever heard of Reb Aaron? Where would the Torah world be today without Reb Aaron? Gantz Torah's America, the whole Torah's America, and then spread over to Eretz Yisrael and all the countries. Oh, Mikoyach of Aaron Cutler, his name causes fear and trembling in people who knew Reb Aaron, the godless of Reb Aaron, what he did for Klal Yisrael. In the world it wasn't known, but we know. So if I covered love, even the Goyim saw the godless." Jimmy Walker, the mayor of New York City, many years ago, once gave the key to the city to Rav Baruch Ber when he was coming. And he told Rav Baruch Ber, "You disprove Darwin's theory because a person like you for sure couldn't come from those apes. A human being so holy like you, the guy was able to see. The greatness of the Shechinah that was Shoich and Mesoich of Baruch Ber, Mesoich of Aaron, the Goyim saw. The awe that they had, even the biggest presidents, the biggest people of the Gdolei Olam. The awe, Menachem Begin, Ayin of Noach Shmuz. He went to America, and he went to visit all the famous people in America. The presidents, he was a prime minister at the time, he went to see all the famous politicians in America, Israel, had to discuss politics. And he came back and he asked him, Rebbe Nachim, what was the best part of your trip? Was it seeing President Ford or driving around in the Ford? What was it? What was your favorite part of the trip? Was it ice cream or was it the pizza? He tells the people, you know what was the most honorable part of my trip? You know what I felt the best? The end of the trip. I went to see a person. Who was it? Which politician? Who was there? Was it from Cuba? Who was there? No, they took me to FDR Drive. And I saw an old man. But what was he? Ex-vice president? No, it was a Moshe Feinstein. I went to see a Moshe Feinstein. And that was the greatest honor that I had in my whole trip. Even the Goyim realized, and all the Yidden realized, what is the greatness of a person who learns Torah? You see the Shechina. There was a lady that once wanted to see who the Chofetz Chaim. She wanted to go to the Chofetz Chaim. She heard so many things about the Chofetz Chaim. Who didn't hear? And she describes in her newspaper after seeing him, he looked like an angel. He looked like an angel. There was no way to describe him because he had Shechina b'soichoy. Shechina b'soichoy. How could we not feel great? We're learning the Torah. We should be so uplifted. We should walk away with the greatest feelings. We should go back to America at the end of it as manim and looking up on ourselves as we are the great ones. Not after the ones who's working, but those who are learning Torah, having Moshe Nefesh in Torah, and honoring the Torah, who have be'emesh, shechina, b'soichu, mamish. Through every mitzvah and every Torah that we learn, he should look at himself, ah! I am a ben Torah! Excuse me, what are you doing? You're 21 years old. Young bachelor over there, which college are you in? Which university do you attend? Which professor teaches you law? I don't hear you. We don't hear you. Speak a little louder. A little bit back. You're still learning. How could it be? You're still learning. You're 22 years old. Are you crazy? You're still learning. Yes, I'm a ben Torah. For me, the world exists. What do you exist for? Popcorn. For me, the world exists. Like a Baba Barson who came over to my father many, many years ago when he heard that we all had turned over, we were all designated and donated our lives to Torah and learning Torah. So we came from a different type of community, and a Baba Barson comes over to my father in shul and says, I don't understand. I don't understand you. What's with Parnassah? What's with me with your children? What will happen to them? So my father took out the sitter and he said, I don't stand, Mr. Gadgman. Do you daven every day? Nah. I ain't daven. That's for sure. Don't try to pull that one over me. I'm a frum Jew. I daven every day. You take out the sitter and open up to Myrith. What does it say over there? I don't know. There's the Rebichas before Kriya Shema, the Rebichas after Kriya Shema. Yeah, but come on. Let's read a little bit. Ki heim chayeinu v'oirech yomeinu. These are the days of our lives. V'oirech yomeinu. What are they talking about over there? Let's look at the Pirushim. All the different Sidurim. We'll get all the Pirushim from all the Sidurim and try to figure out what does that mean. Ki heim chayeinu v'oirech yomeinu uvehem nega yoim v'loila. This is our lives. This is what we're living for. Well, you mom, come on. You got to be with the times. Chayenu, that's another organization. Kihem, and this is that. And this is thus. Come on. You can't think everything literal. Everything's not literal. Avas oilam avtonu. Hashem loves the greatest love. It starts off. He loves the most amazing love since the guy. And he wants to give us the most precious jewel they could give us, the most halakha, most honorable gift he wants to give us. What did he choose? He could have given us wealth. He could have given us anything. What did he choose? Chukim u'mishpatim osan limanato. I taught you chukim u'mishpatim. I gave you the Torah to learn. So to go in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Almighty, All Powerful. Whoa! He could give us anything he wants. What did he choose? What's the most precious? What's the crown jewel? Hayra! Chukim u'mishpatim osan limanato. That's the crown jewel. That's the v'shachanti b'seichah. That's what we're doing in this world. And that's who's chashuv. That's who's chashuv. A ben Torah should answer proudly, ben Azmanim. I'm a ben Torah, and I want to always leave my life as a ben Torah. I don't want any other covenant in life but to be called a ben Torah all the days of my life. To be called a ben Melech, who wouldn't give, to be called a son, the king. Of the king and the president. I'm a ben melech. What are you? Are you the ben melech? I'm not so sure. But I know I'm a ben melech. I'm learning Torah. I'm learning for another year. And I'm learning till I can learn. Because I feel. Because Torah is the most supreme. Of the bottom never have to leave that oroi. It should never become a matzav. The covet of Torah has to be so supreme in our lives. The covet of a mitzvah, the covet of Beis Hamikdash, the covet of Ribono Shel Olam. This is the tshuva for the days of Achashverosh. And we sat there looking on the Bizayon and Rachmanos Son of Torah of covet Hashem Yisborach, and we sat there eating our frankfurter. How many of us, Rachmanos Son, are we going to live our lives continuing eating that frankfurter when the time and the call goes out? Mil Hashem Elai. Who are the ones who are standing up for the covenant of Hashem? The famous Meisen are mending. Reb Shimon Schwab once came to the Chofetz Chaim on a Shabbos afternoon, on a Shabbos, he spent the Shabbos. And the Chofetz Chaim asked Reb Shimon Schwab, tell me, are you a Kohen? No, I'm not a Kohen. Are you a Kohen? I'm not a Kohen. What are you? I'm Yisrael. Well, I'm a Kohen, says the Chofetz Chaim. What's the Chofetz Chaim doing? Why am I telling you this? Many, many thousands of years ago, there came a time. There was a terrible desecration of Kol Shamayim going on. And a call went out, Mil Hashem Elayv! Who is for Hashem? Who stands up for the covenant of the Ribono Shel Olam? And came along Kol Shevet Levi. And because of that, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. We're going to go in with our passes, Kohen, and we're going to go further and further, further in, until we bring out the Kovach Shemayim, and the Yisrael is going to come to the Beis HaMikdash. I want to go further. No, stop right there. You can't go any further. You have no pass. Why? Because when that call went out, who is Hashem? We were ready. We were standing there to bring out Kovach Shemayim. There comes times in everybody's life, no matter where he'll be, the call goes out, Mil Hashem Elai. Who is for Hashem? Who's standing up for covenant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who are the ones that carry the banner, Mil Hashem Elai? The B'nai Torah comes a time to decide who is for Hashem and who is for who knows what. Peanut butter! What does he stand on? What gets him excited in shul? Someone spoke about the auxiliary, the ladies' auxiliary thing. Community. He's getting all nervous. And the bizarre of the Rav. The bizarre of something that doesn't bother him. Keep quiet, you silly little kid. Stop talking in shul. Yeah, what's going on today in business? He'll hit his son. What about his honor for the shul? Nothing doing. What about the honor for the Rav? The Rav gets up and tells him, be quiet! This sounds like a poker star store! This sounds like a shook of bananas! So much talking, the Rav gets up and, hey, hoo boo! Where's the covenant of the Rav? Where's the covenant of Shechina? There will come the time, Mil Hashem Elai! Mil Hashem Elai! We should be prepared. Because those who answer the call, we'll be zeichah for eternity to unbelievable Siyat Tishma. The call goes out those of us in the Bnei Torah who are hearing it and feeling that we're Lashem, what a covenant it is to carry that banner, wear it proudly, and realize that those who fall under the banner will always succeed, will always have Hatzlacha. When you're going, when you're Shechanti B'Soicham, and you have Siyat Nishmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything we do, and be Zoicha to see Ve'ezer Hashem, the Giskalos Hashkina, to stand in the front row and say Zekeili V'Anveihu, our whole lives we honored Hashem, we'll stand in the front row, Mekabov Ne'Moshiach, Zekeili V'Anveihu, and here of Yomim Omer.